the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, September 7th, 2021, getting into the month here, getting into autumn. We have a lot to talk about today. It's a busy news day, and Mike is in our control room, keeping us out of trouble, taking care of business, and we're going to do news until it's time to open up the phone lines for your calls, so let's get right on into it. Afghanistan once again dominating the news cycle. Joe Biden doesn't like that, but too bad here. The Taliban has now announced the formation of their new government. There was a lot of faction fighting going on. But Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund, a co-founder of Taliban and head of the Leadership Council, has been named acting prime minister of Afghanistan earlier today, with other senior Taliban leaders approving his nomination. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, considered the militant group's de facto leader, is now the deputy prime minister. Sirajuddin Haghani is acting interior minister, with his appointment standing out for one reason. Haghani is considered to be an international terrorist by U.S. authorities, and there is a reward of $5 million for his arrest. So that's going to be kind of interesting. The Taliban are going to have a formal ceremony declaring the new government. They're inviting heads of state from all over the world to send delegates, and not too surprisingly, the United States was not on the invite list here. Now, up in Panjshir, that was the last holdout resisting the Taliban. That has now collapsed, that pocket of resistance, and the Taliban says they're now in control of the entire country of Afghanistan. Spokespeople for the holdout were saying, no, we're still here, but Taliban has control of that entire valley right now. Meanwhile, we still have this issue about what is going on with the Americans and translators and allies who are still stuck in Afghanistan. And as we reported yesterday, satellite photos are showing these six aircraft parked at Mazar-e-Sharif Airport. And of course, we have a lot of people like Lindsey Graham saying they're being held hostage. They're being held hostage. And amazingly enough, earlier today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken denied reports that the Taliban was preventing Americans from flying out of Afghanistan. And he said the Americans and SIV migrants were not allowed to leave because they lacked valid travel documents. They don't have their papers here. And so we're seeing all over articles like this one in Blabberbuzz. It is the State Department that is to blame for all those Americans and translators still stuck in Afghanistan. Americans are enraged at the President Biden's obvious neglect of the U.S. citizens, the SIVs, the green card holders. They don't understand why there is a delay from the State Department and why the State Department is preventing the evacuation flights from leaving Afghanistan. And you have to scratch your head and say, wouldn't they just be moving heaven and earth to get those planes off the ground and out to safety? But apparently not. Now, those airplanes at the Mazar-e-Sharif Airport are actually chartered by the Glenn Beck Charity. And he basically reported on air during his radio show today that the Biden administration is what's standing in the way of those evacuation flights getting on out. Now, humanitarian Rick Clay on Steve Bannon's War Room is saying it is the Biden State Department that is preventing planes with Americans from leaving the Afghan airport. And one just has to say, why? You know, what is wrong with you people? You've been screaming about how much danger there is, and, you know, they could become hostages. Why are you not working to just get those planes out of there right now? It's almost like the State Department is stalling, trying to goad the Taliban into taking them hostage to possibly justify a re-invasion, as Lindsey Graham is still out there pushing for. Meanwhile, Republicans are contradicting the White House and saying there could be up to 1,000 Americans still stranded in Afghanistan. And Blinken is out there saying the Taliban has renewed their vow to let U.S. citizens leave. So I don't know what's going on over at the Department of State, but it does reek a little bit. And one thing the State Department did try and do, there were four Americans that got out of Afghanistan. There was an American mother, Miriam, and her three children. And this was a private mission that rescued them. And State Department officials announced yesterday the U.S. has facilitated the safe departure of four U.S. citizens by overland route from Afghanistan. But those actually involved in the rescue operation say the State Department really didn't do much of anything. They're trying to take credit to try and look good, like they're doing something away from other people. And the State Department is being blasted for this flat-out lie that it helped evacuate these four people from Afghanistan in this overland mission. And this organizer of the private rescue mission is saying his group did all the work. They did all the hard work, and the State Department is just trying to steal their thunder. This is a very alarming story. It's coming out of Russia today, and the U.S. military apparently knew that there were dozens of Americans at the gates of Kabul Airport but refused entry during the evacuation. This was reported by a journalist, Michael Yon, who was among the volunteers helping to airlift Americans out of Afghanistan, and he shared with Russia Today some very troubling details about how holders of U.S. passports were, in fact, left behind. And Biden's own party are starting to turn on him. Democratic Senator Blumenthal blasts the Biden administration over abandoning Americans in Afghanistan. He says he's furious at our government's delays and inaction. And I would be, well, I am too, actually. I really, really am. Now, at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, they have taken a 2-mile-long runway, and they have built a tent city on it to house the thousands and thousands of Afghan evacuees before flying them to their new homes here in the United States of America. And, of course, Ramstein has two runways. One of them now is the tent city, and the tents have been photographed from the air to show the sheer scale of the operation. Are split into little pods to give their occupants privacy. Lots of porta potties are out there, and the men are being segregated away from the women and children. So anyway, a little reality check here. The Taliban now controls more territory in Afghanistan today than they did on 9/11 20 years ago. They only had a tiny part of Afghanistan back then. Now they've got all of it. So trillions of dollars, thousands of lives, 20 years, four presidents to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. And the corporate media is still describing them as terrorists. And after the Soviet Union left Afghanistan, you know, Charlie Wilson's war, there was a power vacuum. And the students, and that's what Taliban means, student, the students formed a government, and they were the legitimate government of Afghanistan up until the U.S. invasion and the installation of a puppet regime under El Presidente de Uno Cal, Hamid Karzai. And now the Taliban have basically taken back their own country. That does not necessarily make them terrorists. It makes them, you know, back in charge of their own country here. Now, over at Camp Pendleton, a very large crowd showed up for a candlelight memorial for the lost Marines. And there are growing rumors that the people at the Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul were hearing a countdown over the radios for 2 hours before the bomb blast, raising the possibility that it was a false flag of some kind. Again, try and anger the American people into going back into Afghanistan. Obviously did not get a lot of traction. In fact, it rather backfired on the United States. So right now, the Americans and visa holders who are still in Afghanistan are turning to the private rescue groups with travel requests because they have come to understand the U.S. government and the Biden administration are not going to help them. Nobody's riding to their rescue here. Now, on Sunday, Republican Congressman Brian Mast, who fought in Afghanistan and now serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said that Joe Biden's actions involving that country amount to treason, and he should be removed from office. He made these comments on Fox News. And Mast's reasoning includes how quickly the Taliban recaptured Afghanistan, Biden being more worried about optics than national security, and that controversial July phone call in which Biden reportedly encouraged Afghanistan's president to change the perception of what was happening, to basically lie, because that's what they know, what they know and do best of all. You know, if at first you can't succeed, lie, lie again. So we're hearing more numbers coming on out. This one is from MSN. America's 20-year war on terror has killed up to 929,000 people, just shy of a million, and cost over $8 trillion. I've heard another study that says the cost was actually $21 trillion. It's hard to get accurate numbers. And The price tag of America's global war on terror, they're estimating at roughly $8 trillion. This is from Brown University's Costs of War Project. Okay, now, Liz Peek is reporting, and this is over on Fox News, the mood of the nation is turning very dark. Americans are very worried about Afghanistan, about COVID, about the economy, about the unemployment, and Americans basically have a very low opinion of his residency, Joe Biden. And the gloom is reflected in the retail sales. People are hanging on to their money. They're not buying things. And retail sales slid more than 1% in July from the prior month. This is the second drop in the past 3 months. So people are losing their confidence. The consumers are not confident. And the gloom is also showing up in his fraudulency, Joe Biden's collapsing approval ratings, which have turned negative. And that's not shocking, given that 61% of the nation thinks we're on the wrong track, according to Real Clear Politics. Over at Sky News, they're even more dour. They are basically saying Joe Biden will not finish his first term in office. He's not going to make it. Between his growing dementia, his botched Afghanistan withdrawal, the economic disaster that is looming, not to mention all the COVID confusion, by hook or by crook, he's either going to resign, be impeached, or 25th Amendmented out of that office. So if Donald Trump is thinking about running in 2024, and it looks like he is, he had better start planning a campaign against Kamala Harris. Not surprisingly, Joe Biden is trying to shift the public focus away from Afghanistan and more onto domestic issues. They're trying to fan up local controversies to get you arguing about that. They're focusing on their recall for Gavin Newsom out in California. And as I mentioned yesterday, this weekend is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and Joe Biden has announced they're going to visit all three sites of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. They're going to head for New York City. Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon next Saturday, they're not likely to get a warm reception. There is a son, Nick Haros Jr., whose mother died in at Ground Zero at 9/11, and said shameful President Biden should not show his face at the Ground Zero Memorial after the botched Afghan withdrawal. So, yeah, things are getting rough for Joe. They're getting rough for a lot of people. More about that later here. Now, the Justice Department is looking at ways to challenge the Texas abortion ban. This, according to Attorney General Merrick Garland. And again, they're trying to fan this up as a controversy to distract everybody from the fiasco over in Afghanistan. And I think this is a violation of states' rights, because the Texas abortion ban is a state law. And the Supreme Court said it could stay there. So the Justice Department interfering is a violation of states' right, not to mention the separation of powers doctrine on which our government is modeled. Meanwhile, Scarborough is out there saying abortion is a constitutional right written into the Constitution for 50 years. And it's a reminder that the corporate media and the liberals will say anything they think will help their case. In point of fact, having read the Constitution several times myself, it is not in there. The word abortion isn't even mentioned anywhere in the Constitution. So, anyway. Meanwhile, we mentioned this briefly yesterday. Biden is out there saying that the Texas abortion law, and being blessed by the Supreme Court, says it's time to pack the court. They want to basically say, okay, instead of nine justices, we're going to have 17, and we're going to rush to point liberals to the bench so we can reverse all this conservative thinking that's poisoning the country here. And it's setting a bad precedent, because what it means is every time there is an incoming administration from the opposition party, they'll simply pack the court even more. You know, 17, 21, 29, 37, whatever, and keep going to the point where there'll be so many justices of the Supreme Court, they'll never be able to agree on anything at all. All right, getting on back to Donald Trump, advisors to former Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, are talking up his growing interest in a bid to recapture the White House, looking at Joe Biden's plunging approval ratings, and his inner circle, Trump's inner circle, is saying Biden's disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal has convinced him to run in 2024. So Trump, he's already been showing the signs. He's keeping himself in the news. He's doing rallies all over the country. He's accelerating his fundraising, more national media interviews, a lot of press statements, new attack ads against Joe Biden. And so he's making all the moves consistent with a campaign for 2024. And I understand Melania Trump is kind of lukewarm on the idea. She apparently did not enjoy being first lady. She didn't enjoy the negative media attention and the bashing, and she was always concerned about the children, especially Barron. And so she's a little cool on it, but I think if Trump runs, she'll still be standing there beside him. And I still think she's the hottest first lady this country has ever known. Very alarming story. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe said last night, law enforcement needs to take the upcoming rally in support of the jailed January 6 rioters very seriously. And this is planned for September 18th. And I have to be honest, I think what the FBI and the undercover agents provocateurs did on the 6th, they're going to repeat on the 18th to try and turn a peaceful protest into a violent uprising. Let's take a break from commercials and we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show, and this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network does need your ongoing support, and I want to start off by thanking those of you who have helped keep Republic Broadcasting alive through these very, very, very difficult times. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include a return address, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. All righty. And so again, we're on the final countdown to the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And I remember the 10th anniversary, and Claire and I had the very great pleasure of going to a symposium in New York and meeting a lot of really, really wonderful people that were fellow travelers on the road to truth, as it were. And there was an interesting little article here And this is from Patriot Rising, asking why journalists hate the 9/11 truthers. And what it all boils down to is, you know, they are paid to sell you certain things. They're not really reporters. They're not really researchers. They read the cue cards. They look really good on camera. They are prostitutes and correspondents, and they want the well-paying jobs. And the well-paying jobs go to those who can lie convincingly. And they hate the 9/11 truthers. In fact, they hate all truthers because when the public finally does wake up, as it is doing right now, and realizes what a huge, you know, web of mendacity the corporate media represents, they're all going to be out of work. They're actually going to have to go on out and try and find a job in this economy, and probably something like flinging burgers at a fast food restaurant for minimum wage here. This next story I find to be very insulting, and it came out of the National Pulse, and I checked this myself. I said I couldn't believe this was actually true. But over at the webpage of the U.S. National Archives that hosts the Constitution, there is a warning at the top of the page saying there is a harmful language alert. And basically what they mean by harmful language is racist, sexist, ableist, misogynistic, misogynoir, xenophobic opinions and attitudes. Discrimination towards or excluding diverse views on sexuality, gender, religion, and more includes graphic content of historical events such as violent death, medical procedures, crime, wars, terrorist acts, natural disasters, and more. Demonstrate bias and exclusion of institutional collecting and digitizing policies. And I went over to the National Archives and I checked the page out for myself. And yeah, that harmful language alert is on top of the United States Constitution. And, you know, talk about trying to erase and denigrate our history. And as this story from the National Pulse points out, there are other pages hosted on the National Archives website. There is a page about Jim Crow, which has no fewer than 6 uses of the N-word, and the warning does not appear there. You know, but the Constitution, oh, harmful language, you don't want to read this here. That really is, I find that to be very disgusting. That's the soul of our nation, is that document. That's the original contract with America, which unfortunately the government has chosen to simply ignore. All righty. Down in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has signed the new voting bill. Election integrity is now law in Texas. This was the bill that the Democrats all fled the state to try and block. And, of course, they failed miserably and made themselves look ridiculous in the process. Getting into COVID-19, it's still out there. And everyone's talking now about the Mu variant. And it has been detected in every single state in the United States except for Nebraska. Nebraska so far has escaped it, but I guess it's only a matter of time here. And the Biden administration has launched a civil rights investigation into states banning school mask mandates. Well, what does this have to do with civil rights? And I would say it doesn't have anything to do with civil rights. It's just more harassment by the Biden administration against anyone who will not do as they're told. We're going to take a break. Commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, last week there was an interesting case over in Ohio where the family of a COVID patient was demanding they be treated with ivermectin, which is FDA approved for use in humans. It has won a Nobel Prize. And a judge went along and said, yes, if that's what the patient is asking for, the hospital has to go along. Well, yesterday, another judge, Hamilton County Common Pleas Judge Michael Oster, reversed that decision. And so once again, you're not allowed to have any control over your medical care. You know, you will have to basically submit and, you know, just accept the medical care that is given to you, you know, by the makers of wonder drugs like Vioxx and thalidomide and, you know, various other concoctions like that. Now, Pfizer and Merck are launching trials for a new oral COVID-19 drug that you will have to take along with your vaccines. Oh, money, just pouring on in here. You know, the vaccines aren't enough. You're going to be taking pills as well. Now, Pfizer's new daily pill to fight COVID utilizes a protease inhibitor. Okay? And by the way, they're saying you're going to have to take this pill twice a day. And it has a protease inhibitor. But ivermectin is a protease inhibitor. So, again, you know, it's all about making money. You know, it's not about your health. The medical industrial complex doesn't want you healthy. They don't make money off of you if you're healthy. They need you to be chronically ill. And then you're a permanent revenue stream here. Meanwhile, the FDA is fast-tracking another mRNA gene therapy for respiratory syncytial, I don't know, say that three times fast, syncytial virus. This is a respiratory virus that causes mild cold-like symptoms, but it's been chosen as the next invisible boogeyman. And most people are exposed to RSV by their second birthday. It's, you know, one of those childhood diseases that floats around. But they want to basically, we have a medicine for that. You know, we're going to find more diseases or make more diseases and come up with more medications for those. All right. Meanwhile, the controversy over Dr. Fauci and the true origins of COVID is heating up. And there's a story that came on out of Crack News that Fauci was warned that COVID-19 looked like it was engineered. And, you know, Fauci warned had been warned early last year that COVID was possibly engineered. At about the same time, he was publicly downplaying the idea that the virus escaped from a laboratory. Now, interestingly enough, there's another story. This one came out of also Crack News. Early samples collected from Wuhan COVID patients show GMO viruses that track back to a lab in Canada. Boy, they're just sharing this stuff all over the world here, you know. It's inevitable somebody would drop a test tube here. Okay. Another story. This is coming from The Intercept. There was a 900 pages of materials released from the National Institutes of Health due to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed by the lawsuit, and it reveals new details on the coronavirus research in the Chinese labs, including the fact there was a third laboratory involved in this work. And continuing that same story, the documents obtained by The Intercept revealed that the U.S. government funded studies into coronavirus in bats in Wuhan long before the pandemic, with the proposal showing it was aware of the risk that researchers would be infected. And so more than 900 pages of material were published on the nonprofit media company's website earlier today. And the documents detail the work of EcoHealth Alliance, a U.S.-based organization specializing in protection against infectious diseases, and its work with Chinese partners on coronaviruses, especially those originating in bats. Now, you may be wondering, what's the fascination with bats? Well, bats are interesting creatures, but they have absolutely amazing immune systems. So they can be reservoirs for all kinds of diseases without feeling their effects. And so when you want to go out and look for new dangerous pathogens, you trap a few bats and you see what are they carrying around inside there. In fact, if you go back to the movie Contagion, they're saying that make-believe disease in that film originated with a bat. So down in Australia, things are getting really ugly. They have gone back to being a penal colony for all intents and purposes. Government officials are looking and acting more like prison wardens. Kind of reminds me of the Stanford Prison Experiment. You might want to look that up online. And it's definitely getting Orwellian down there. And their current lockdowns and mask mandates and everything now extend into next year. Authorities in Victoria, Australia, have announced they will lock out unvaccinated people from being able to participate in the economy. You can't work, you can't buy, you can't pay for anything. And, you know, I mean, talk about absolute coercion. to get people to take these jabs. And the harder they push, the more suspicious I become that these shots really don't have a whole heck of a lot of anything to do with diseases here. Anyway, again, Australia politician Daniel Andrews is saying people who do not get the COVID vaccine will be denied health care. So they're really twisting the screws down there. They're setting the model for the dystopian dictatorship they want the whole world to become. Australia is also going to ban access to churches based on your vaccination status. Meanwhile, over 100,000 Australians have signed a petition opposing the use of COVID-19 vaccines on children. And the petition came after the country's immunization advisory body approved the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine on children between the ages of 12 and 15. All right. Now, here's where it's getting really silly. Over at Rutgers University, there is a student, Logan Holler, and he's a psychology major, and he has been blocked from taking classes because of his refusal to vaccinate. The thing is, he signed up for all virtual classes, all remote. He's not going on the campus. He's not going into the classrooms. All of his classes are virtual, but I guess over at Rutgers, they seem to feel that COVID-19 can travel over those Ethernet cables. Anyway, another tragic story here. This is from LifeSite News. There was a six-week-old breastfeeding baby who became very ill with a high fever after his mother received the COVID-19 vaccine. And he died just weeks later with blood clots in his severely inflamed arteries. Now, the woman is unidentified, 36 years old, from New Mexico. And she received a first dose of the COVID-19 jab, the Pfizer jab, on June 4th, 2021, when she was still breastfeeding her six-week-old infant son. And this report has been filed with the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And on July 17th, the baby passed away. Okay, now, besides fetal deaths, breastfeeding babies are dying and becoming sick following mother's COVID shots. So it's happening to more than just this one woman in New Mexico. And again, you know, this vaccine has caused more death and damage than all other vaccines put together since they began keeping records. So we have this story here from Health Impact News. Tens of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine injured in the U.S. begging for help, and the medical community is basically turning their back on them. So, over 6 months into the mass vaccination campaign with the experimental non-FDA-approved COVID-19 gene therapies, about half the population has received at least one of these injections. Tens of thousands of victims are starting to speak out, regretting their choices, and begging for help. And the medical community's basically ignoring them, which is what they have done for the past 40-odd years with all vaccine-injured people, most of whom have been children prior to the COVID-19 shots. So it's speak no evil, hear no evil, think no evil, whatever. These are the COVID survival rates for people in the United States by age group. For age 0 to 19, the survival is 99.997%. You're more likely to die from other things. In the age group 20 to 49, the survival rate is 99.98%. In the age bracket of 50 to 69, it is 99.5%. Above the age of 70, it is 94.6%. It's just not that serious a disease. Anyway, over in New York City, we were getting calls from people saying, where is the protest here in the United States? Well, I found one. Protesters flooded the streets of New York City to protest against the mandatory COVID shot. They were chanting, wake up New York, and no shot mandate. So the protests are happening. It didn't get any coverage, of course, in the corporate media. And over at Harvard Medical School, there is a professor, Martin Kulldorff, who has slammed vaccine passports as scientific nonsense. And he tweeted out, vaccine mandates are not only scientific nonsense, they are also discriminatory and unethical. And he said the vaccine passports favored vaccinated professionals over working class people who have already developed natural immunity against COVID-19. And, you know, they want us to have the passport because the next step after that is the digital ID and a universal digital currency. And once they have the off button on the currency, you will do what you are told to do, or they will simply stop you from buying food or anything like that. So we're definitely heading into an Orwellian nightmare here. Been a lot of talk about fake vaccine cards. And the fact of the matter is there are already laws on the book that make it illegal. And so I know a lot of people want a fake vaccine card, but you're going to be facing criminal charges. For many years, it's been a federal crime to make or use any materially false writing in any matter involving a health care benefit program. So be very careful about what you're doing. Over in Britain, they may be facing a new firebreak lockdown in October if the COVID cases surge. They're saying it's only a last resort, but Vaccine Minister Zedam Zahawi refused to rule out the return of some restrictions during the autumn half term. Meanwhile, up in Oregon, a coalition of firemen and law enforcement are suing Oregon Governor Kate Brown over that vaccine mandate. And we're already hearing that a lot of Oregon police officers and firefighters are resigning rather than get the mandatory vaccine. So this is going to affect public safety here. Story coming on out of Patriot Rising. There is a new poll out showing that the majority of Americans are very concerned over the increase in intrusive government surveillance. And they're saying, you know, it's always in the name of national security, public health, and only about a third of those polled believe the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were worth fighting. And no, they really weren't. The only winners in those wars were General Dynamics and Lockheed Martin and Boeing and, you know, the Electric Boat Division, so forth and so on. Over at Google, they have now censored the search term Australia protests and limited results and stories from 2 weeks ago. In other words, there's no current news available at Google. If you go to DuckDuckGo, that will give you the up-to-date information on Australia protests. So another reason to be over at DuckDuckGo, which is rapidly becoming my favorite search engine here. Still seeing a little bit of a backlash from that Rolling Stone magazine article that claimed hospitals in Oklahoma were overwhelmed by people who had taken animal ivermectin, and there were so many of them that other patients were being forced to wait outside. The Rolling Stone had to retract that article when the hospitals involved came on out and said, no, it's simply not true, and the doctor you cited as a source, you know, doesn't really work here. And don't forget, Rolling Stone was the magazine that faked that campus rape story a few years back. So even Rolling Stone can't be trusted. They're out there pushing various agendas, and they're not alone. Over at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow still has her tweet up about the Oklahoma hospital story. And she's getting blasted on social media, but she will not delete that tweet. So, okay. The American Medical Association has released a document that is designed to teach doctors to lie to patients and exaggerate COVID death claims. Okay, doctors are being told to lie to you, and they're justifying it by saying there's rampant disinformation that is eroding public confidence in science and undermining trust in physicians and medical institutions. Well, you know, telling them to lie and exaggerate the COVID death claims is not going to rebuild trust in that institution. It's going to make things an awful lot worse. And apparently this report told doctors to not use the word lockdown and replace it with a stay-at-home order, because that sounds a little less than dictatorship. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these 2 weeks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, last July, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Senator Rand Paul got into a bit of a screaming match in which Dr. Fauci called Senator Rand Paul a liar for accusing Fauci of funding so-called gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China, to make coronaviruses more transmissible to humans. Gee, I wonder why you'd be doing that thing. That whole claim kind of fizzled out because Fauci, his justification for saying it was a lie was the research they were doing didn't exactly technically fit the definition of gain of function. Well, this is where that new data dump that The Intercept got with the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit comes in, because it's now documented that Fauci funded Echo Health Alliance, headed by Peter Daszak, and they absolutely were engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric SARS-based coronaviruses, which could infect human cells. So, are they working on biological weapons, or are they just trying to come up with new diseases they can sell you the medicines for? I tend to think it's the latter one here. So there's another article. This one is coming out again of Crack News. A report published yesterday alleges the U.S. government did fund the highly controversial gain of function research on bat coronaviruses at Wuhan. And, you know, back in May, Fauci claimed that the National Institute of Health has not ever and does not now fund gain of research. Gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute. He was lying. He was lying. He was lying. And there was this, what they call the Bat Coronavirus Grant, provided the Echo Health Alliance with a total of $3.1 million, including $599,000 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology used in part to identify and alter bat coronaviruses likely to infect humans. Okay, why are they engineering these diseases? I don't know. Could be to sell you more medicines. That's what it looks like to me here. So, anyway, let's see. Everyone was talking last year about how when COVID-19 was all in the news, we virtually did not have a flu season, and it led a lot of people to suspect that a lot of the cases that were being reported as COVID were actually the normal seasonal flu. And now they're trying to recover from that. They're saying look forward to a twindemic of COVID and flu will be hitting all of you. So rush out and get your flu shot right now. In other non-COVID news here, there has been a recall. Oh, I'm sorry. We have got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the lines. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.